It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in New York. In recent days, some Pakistanis acted as if they expected war with the United States. They're responding to an accusation.
The top American military officer says Pakistan's intelligence agency still supports militants. Admiral Mike Mullen says that includes men who attacked the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan.
In choosing to use violent extremism as an instrument of policy, the government of Pakistan, and most especially the Pakistani Army and ISI, jeopardizes not only the prospect of our strategic partnership, but Pakistan's opportunity to be a respected nation with legitimate regional influence.
Facing this allegation, Pakistani newspapers warned of conflict while Pakistani generals held emergency meetings. There was talk of recalling the foreign minister from a visit to the U.S.
In the end, she stayed, spoke at the United Nations, and sat down with us. Hina Rabbani Kaur is 34, new on the job, and defending Pakistan's military.
We are both fighting this very, very complicated, complex situation in the region. We are both fighting against the same people. Pakistan has lost 30,000 of its men, women, and children to the same war that your country is fighting. Imagine how the U.S. would react if such a number had lost their lives, and then comments would come from other countries which said that you are the problem, you are part of the problem.
Granting the sacrifices that Pakistan has made that you have described, when I visited Pakistan, discussions of links between the inner services intelligence and militant groups are very common, almost common knowledge. You hear about it on the street, you read about it in the media. Why is it even a subject of controversy?
You know, there are links of any intelligence agency, and I can assure you that your intelligence agency would have links with the same people, maybe. Does that mean that they are involved in an attack which was made on your embassy? I just saw a picture where Jalaluddin Haqqani was the state guest at the White House. Does that mean that your country still supports what they're doing?
You're referring to this group leader who whose group dates back
to the
1980s.
Of course,
when the
and
US
these people were created at that time, and they were created with your financing. You see, so if we want to look at it unilaterally, I think it's counterproductive.
Although Admiral Mullen, the man who made this statement, is perhaps the most engaged of all U.S. officials over the last several years with your country, has visited again and again and again, which is one of the reasons that his statement was given so very much weight.
I can just say, as Foreign Minister of Pakistan, that we have strong reservations against a statement of this type, which is made by a person who is representing a country with which we have had many successes, and we cannot shove all of them under the rug because of some notions or notional links or real links or any type. You know, the intelligence world is a complex world. I wouldn't be in the right if I were to sit here and make any aspersions on your intelligence. I would not choose to do that. I would be maybe the most popular person in Pakistan if I were to reach out to my people by saying negative things about the U.S., but it is not in my national interest.
Has this incident strengthened the hand of the military in your country, where there is always, we should emphasize, a push and a pull between civilian and military control?
This incident has only strengthened one hand, that of the militants. If we are able to understand that, I'm quite sure that we would understand that there are no unilateral solutions. Therefore, I get very concerned when I see anything which is on the road to alienate each other. Because please understand, a dignity of any sovereign state must be respected. You don't want to give Pakistanis the message that their lives are any less important than yours. That's a wrong message to give. And there's a general debate in your country about how much Pakistan is being assisted. I would like to share with you that this war has cost us $68 billion. Most of the money that comes is reimbursement for money that Pakistan has already spent. So let's not look at it as an aid syndrome or a country's or a relationship which is determined by how much who's giving to each other.
Given those numbers you laid out, would Pakistan be better off not allied with the United States?
Pakistan would be better off with a peace and secure neighborhood. Let me just assure you that Pakistan is in the forefront of this because this is important for Pakistan's own future. I would hope you would take the time to read out the speech that I just delivered in the General Assembly, because on that I wanted to give out a very strong message that this is our fight. We do not need encouragement. We do not need to be encouraged to fight them, because we have to fight them for our own future, for the security of our own children.
I'm glad you mentioned your speech before the United Nations General Assembly. In that speech, you spoke of, and I'm quoting here, a democratic, progressive, prosperous Pakistan. What is one thing that's holding your country back from that being a fully true statement?
Lack of peace and security. This has a real effect on the life of every Pakistani, on the peasant of Pakistan, on the shopkeeper of Pakistan, on the girl who tries to go to school and who doesn't have school because we have to spend more on our operations on the western borders. So how are you able to ignore all these realities about where Pakistan is? The only thing I can say is that despite all of these efforts that Pakistan has made, the challenges are just still very daunting. What does that tell you? That tells you that you need to engage further, that you must not disengage.
Foreign Minister Carr, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hina Rabbani Carr is Pakistan's top diplomat. Tomorrow we meet the American admiral whose accusation caused a furor in Pakistan.